I can drink the tea.
You could say that that the only reason that we say on Shabbos that it's not Bishul is because it's not Derech Bishul, like
right.
So really, it is hot, but it's not a way of cooking. So on Shabbos, it's mutter because it's such a because no one would cook that way.
Right.
But really, it is cooking. But we're mockering it because it's not because it's a machine way to cook. Or you could say no, we're ignoring the fact that it feels hot and it's not really hot.
Okay. Okay. Good. Shulchan Aruch Kuf Hei Sif Beis. Sorting is the day klipa, but it's not a bishul. It's not a bishul. So it's probably a blias tzonin sorting. Maybe it's netila. It says a blias ham. The machlokas in the rishonim. Do I say sorting is klipa or netila? In other words, is it considered tzonin or ham? And then there's another machlokas rishonim. Do you say mefapeya with chelev? On Malicha, so probably the same machlokas. It's the same machlokas. If you say Malicha is klipa, it's sone, then I won't say chelev mefapeh Malicha. If Malicha is netila, then it's cham, then I will say chelev. I don't go to the Rishonim connected two questions, but the logic connects them. But what about klisheni? Klisheni, Shulchan Aruch, kuf hei, sif pei, is happened to be leafing through as I saw it. He says like this, he says, Chom kli rishon shayatso ledes bo mevashel vosa kulo. A chom of a kli rishon, which is yatso ledes bo, is bishul asas kulo. The Torah is kulo. Avul chom shal kli sheni, ein a mevashel. Yesh omrim, shagam kein ein o maflit velo mavliya. There is no pli at all. Yesh omrim, to mikom akum hu maflit o mavliya vosa kadei klipa. It seems to be three shitas, but he only quotes two. There seems to be one shita which he doesn't quote at all. They doesn't give them really the time of day. They say kli sheni is like a kli rishon in Tarov versus kulo. He doesn't quote it. He just says yesh omrim that it's not Tarovus at all. And another yesh omrim. Yesh omrim sheni mavashel klal.
That's not yesh omrim.
The first sheet is Chom Shokli Sheni Einam Mavashel. Good, it's not Mavashel. But what about Tarovas? V'yeshomrim Shagam Ken Einam Mafid V'lo Mavliya. V'yeshomrim Mekoma Mafid Mavliya V'osa Kadei Klipa. So it seems to be three sheetas, but one sheet seems to be so dechuya that we don't even pay attention to it. The sheet that says it's a regular Tarovas of Bishul of Rishon. Sheni and Rishon are the same. That sheet is so far off that it doesn't even get into Shulchan Aruch. What does in Shulchan Aruch is the Yesh Omrim that it's zero, Mamash zero, and the Yesh Omrim that it's klipa. So we have two halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Roy lochosh lezor bet lechatchila, but the Eved muta below klipa. Lechatchila make a klipa, but the Eved you don't need anything. It's an unbelievable chiddush. Kli sheni. Mamish Cham. I mean, in Metzias, it's Cham. Again, I get to the same point that Halacha overrules a Metzias. Kli Sheni, the tea is boiling hot in my cup. And a guy dropped in a piece of Chazer. So the Shulchan Aruch says, it's completely mutter. There's no bli at all. And if you want to be Machmir, it's nice to be Machmir Klipa.
So
it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that kli sheni, because kli sheni is cooling off. The walls of the kli sheni are cooling off the liquid. It's a toughie. Klisheni is a little tough because I'm making it very dramatic how hot the tea is or hot the boiling milk is in the klisheni. It's cooling off because of the walls. Okay, what can I say? It's halachically it's not bishul. It's not bishul. And since it's not bishul, it's not tarovus. It's not a tarovus of bishul. At worst, it's a tarovus of tzomim. At worst, kalipa. It might even be less. It might even be less than tzomim. It might be zero. Amazing chiddush. It's amazing. Here you see some kind of an incredible connection to Hilchas Bishul. In Hilchas Tarovus and Hilchas Bishul, a very strong connection, which definitely seems to be against Metzius. Against Metzius. Again, if there be a Kvela to taste it, it would be Tam. And there'd be Tam, I'd say also. But without a Kvela, I say, since Klisheni is not Mevashel, it doesn't do anything in Tarovus. Doesn't do anything in Tarovus. Not even Klipa. Beikud the Dina says not even Klipa. Klipa is a Chumra, V'yeshomim.
So you have this tea that somebody dropped a piece of chaser into. You take out the piece of chaser. And for some silly reason, you decide you still want to drink the tea. So you take a sip and you say, this tastes disgusting. It tastes like chaser.
Once you taste it, you can't drink it, that we said. But if you don't taste it, fine. You're allowed to drink it because it doesn't have any belief. Klisheni, since it's not mevashel, doesn't create belief.
So you're allowed to take the first sip and find out, essentially.
You're allowed to shove the whole thing, essentially. One shot, without tasting it.
So.
But Rebbe, I understand the reasoning that it's not there in the bishul, that's why it's bizarre, because with the cheese case, we take a piece of cheese and a piece of meat that's hot, we say that the meat is infected with the tila, right? It's not a klipa.
What are you saying? Cheese and meat, the patar gaga.
You said that because it's not there official, we assume that.
That's how I thought before I saw the dinner.
The implication that going back to the cheese and meat case, where a hot piece of meat and a cold piece of cheese and the meat touches the cheese, you don't look at the klipa. Right. It's not the klipa with the cheese, but it's the tila with the meat. Right?
Oh, no, when they're
both... Both are getting klipa?
Yeah.
The cheese and meat are getting klipa. Okay, that makes sense
then. So, I don't know. It seems that...
Larry, look at the taz.
I know, there's a long discussions here.
It sounds like, that, in other words, that maybe the case they're talking about is that these two things fell into one, and one shall have or one shall isser fell into a relationship.
How much is it, I believe,
so it doesn't ask for the dar shall have to that fell into the relationship.
The Taz himself rejects the Shulchanot. The Taz himself says, Yotzim is at the af b'klei sheni shayat so let us bo osa kulo. He passes klei sheni, which he has osa kulo. The Taz follows the Metzius. The Taz says, why should Hilchas Tarovus follow Hilchas Bishul? It's not Bishul b'Shabbos, but it's Tarovus the kulo, the Taz. Taz rejects the Shulchan Aruch. He passes the man Dama that the Shulchan Aruch never quoted. That's what the Taz passes. He says the Mashal also passes like this. V'chein pasuk beis yos kein pish divei atur. He says the tour also passes. Klisheni is kulo. Im cham shayad nichvis bo also kemo mavusha hayna fulu b'klisheni. That's what the Taz says. V'in the ma'aseh yesh shlusak l'chumra. Kadas Mashal, Shad Tursfil like Amkain Hachi. Rak, the Mokum, Hefsat Gadol, the Dover Hoshu, Yeshimal Beis Yos, Ramo, Gamkain, Hoko, B'dievet. So, like this, the Mechab and the Ramo, the very Makel and Cliche. And the Taz is Machmi, it says Cliche is Yatsa Ledisbo, it's Mamish Hath, why? It's Kulo. So this is an amazing thing. I'm fascinated by the Mechaba and the Ramah. The Taz is Metzius. It's hot, so it's Kulo, it's Bishul. Why should it not be Bishul? So the walls of the Klisheni are cooling, and so what's the big deal? And Hilchas Tarovus, it's a cooking, it's mamish, boiling, cooking milk, boiling, cooking tea. So having them in a glass, is that a reason that the Tarovus, the mixture, should slow down? The chemistry is there. So the Taz Paskins Klisheni is Tarovus Bekulo. But the Mechaba and the Ramah say either zero or Klipa. So they have an incredible connection between Hilchas Tarovus and Hilchas Bishul B'Shabbos. That This is an astounding position of Mechaber and Rama, that the whole Hilchas Tarovus, that Bishul is Bekulo, is rooted in the definition of Bishul B'Shabbos. If it's not Bishul B'Shabbos, then it's zero. Literally zero. Pella. It's a pella, but it's a halacha. The Tarovus is really Hilchas Bishul. People play. Okay, so something to know. Yeah.
The Marquez?
Yes.
If you have a hot bottle, would we say that the fail is not fail?
Yeah.
So it's hot bottle is just a regular sleep.
Yeah. Okay, let's now read Gemara. Amar Rav Chanina, Kishahein Masharin. Tzadik Zayin and Beis. Amar Rav Chanina, Kishahein Masharin, B'rotev, U'b'kipa, U'b'chatichos, U'b'kidzei. When you figure out the shear of Shishim, you use everything in the pot. The rotev, the liquid, the kippah, I guess, is the gravy.
Spices.
Everything in the pot. The pieces and the kadeva. Now the kadeva is the pad itself. Ikadami b'kadeva atzma. Ikadami b'may de bolo kadeva. Some say the pad itself, and some say what the pad absorbed. In other words, in terms of the heta, you want to figure out how much heta do I have, because the issue we see. So the heta, I don't know exactly. So I say the walls of the pad themselves is a certain value. So let's use that in the measurement, or what the pot absorbed from Heta. Okay, so the strangest opinion here is the walls of the pot. With the walls of the pot, it's a pella de gazach. It's not a food. No one eats metal pots. Or how is that going to affect a thin bitzel? It's a strange idea. I mean, it's a din. What is going on here? It's a question in the Gemara of Metzias. Again, the found Metzias halacha. But is this a Metzias problem because the walls of the pot are there, so the flavor gets weaker? And the other man Dhamma says, no, the flavor does not get weaker. You have to only gets weaker if there's some absorption in the pot, but not the walls of the pot itself. So machlokas Metzias. You could learn like that, but I don't understand that Metzius. I don't understand that Machlokas Metzius, where the walls of a pot make flavors get weaker inside the pot. We're talking about how much taste is left inside the pot. Let's say Abba Kazayas of treif fell into 59 kazesim of liquid and soup and kosher, and the walls of the pot, the volume of the pot itself is another kazayas. So if I use the walls of the path, I'll have 60 against the yisuf. If I don't use the walls of the path, I'll have 59. Now, how much taste do I have inside the path? So the 1 out of 59, there is a taste. The 1 out of 60, and there's no taste. In Machlokas in the Gemara, one man says, Kedeva Atzma, you put into the measurement. And one says, you don't put the Kedeva Atzma in the measurement. In Machlokas in the Metzias, do you taste it or not? And it's trans of strange Machlokas. Yes?
So, when trying to figure out how much taste tam was absorbed in something, the chum, we assume it was all of it. If I drop a nevela meatball, I assume that, and then pull it out, I assume that there's the tam of the entire meatball, even though
because
it's more than that, but it could be less.
Okay.
So now I'm going to use the amount, I think about all the things I've cooked in this pot, you know, today. I made my chicken soup in it, and then now I washed it, and I'm making something else in it now. So, how much do I assume that I use the entire volume of the pot?
Yeah.
Because now it's a kula. Because now if I
it's a kula. That's what my debola today. If you're going to put into the
right,
into
no, I'm saying for the second mandama who says what the pot absorbs.
So you put in whatever you cooked that day, whatever's nice and tam the shrach. Anything was absorbed by the pot. So basically, you'll probably put the whole volume of the pot's walls. Say it's a kazayas, you'll add a kazayas.
So is the difference between the two only when
and then you cook.
What you cooked before? before was
Lufkan. Less than time Lufkan. It doesn't exist. You didn't use the pot for 24 hours, so there's nothing inside the walls of the pot anymore. So you just have the plain metal of the pot. So one man Dharma says that you can still use that plain metal in the 60 to add another level to the 60.
And if what you cooked in the pot before wouldn't taste nicely with what you're cooking now, you say, you know...
I'm focusing on the Man Dharma Kadeva Asma, so you're putting me to the other Man Dharma, but my Debola Kadeva. Let's just focus on Kadeva Asma, the first Man Dharma. Kadeva Asma, so like the Rav said, it cannot be a Metzius issue. That's what the Rav said. He cannot understand how Kadeva Asma could in any way affect the Metzius of the time in the past. There is time or there's no time, has nothing to do with the size of the walls of the pot. You can have a thin pot, a thick pot, a big pot, a small pot. The time is in the food. It has nothing to do with the walls of the pot. It doesn't change the time. So the Rav said, the Man Dharma says, Kadeva Atzma cannot be working with Metzius. Cannot be working with Metzius. It does not change. The fact that the walls are thicker or thinner or big or small has nothing to do with the flavor of this item and the other food which is being cooked in the pot. How much do I taste this piece of meat and the potatoes in the pot? What does that have to do with the thickness of the walls of the pot? So he says it's not a Metzius problem. It cannot be Metzius. The Kadeva Atzma cannot create less time. So how does the Gemara count it? So he says it's a din and shir. So din of shir, because the whole taroves is sitting in a pot. If you don't have this pot, you don't have a taroves. You have a big mess all over the floor. It's a spill. The thing is a taroves because it's in a pot. And it's hot because the pot is on a fire quick cooking inside the pot. And the pot is producing the heat of the taroves. The whole taroves is chal in a container. And since we need 60 against the Yisr, the pot is thrown into the 60. Because it's part of the tarogus. It enables and it becomes part of the tarogus in terms of measuring 60 to 1. It becomes a chelik of the tarogus. And the matir is a matir of bittul. It's not a matir of metzius. I mean, don't forget, the question of the pot is going to be an infinitesimal difference. How much is it going to make a difference? Between 59 and 60, or 59 and a half and 60, pots are not 3 feet thick. So it'll add a little bit. There's a question of getting to the shear of 60. The volume of the walls of the pot. So what is it? It's a few millimeters, a few cubic millimeters or something. So it'll make a difference, maybe, if you do a very exact measurement, you're missing a little bit to the 60. You throw it in, it'll get you to 60. But so it's not a Metzius problem. It's not a question of Metzius. It's a question of how do you measure Tarovis. And the Kadeva Atzma, according to this Manda Oma, is part of the Tarovis. That's what he wanted to say. Okay. Yes?
Just to understand the problem with the Metzius, so for the Rav, that's a good thing. But Rebbe tried to explain why it doesn't make sense also for him to say that the pot is part of. And the pot adds
time
to the
tarogus. Adds or no, I'm saying that the pot reduces the time of the tarogus.
The pot reduces the time of the tarogus.
Because if you use the pot, you have less time.
Okay.
So that I said is hard to imagine with Metzius. Now I just want to maybe skip a little bit. There's a Gemara later on, hopefully we'll get to it soon. The Gemara speaks about Shishim and Meir. You need Shishim or Meir. And the Gemara says that the machlokas on the next page, Sadeh Chesem with Beis, is in Zroa B'Sheila. If you're cooking an ayah, the Nazir is cooking his ayah, and the Zroa, the foreleg, has to be given to the Kohen. So the foreleg is also to eat by the Nazir of Yisrael. And it gives some kind of blia into the ayah. But meanwhile, the Torah allows the Nazir to eat the ayah. So what happened to the Belia of the Zohar? Well, the Zohar is treif. The Zohar is kachet kadoshim, has to go to Kohanim.
Why does it use such... I mean, this seems like sort of a strange case to use. Why dafkar nazir?
That's the case in the Chumash. We have a case in Chumash of things being cooked together where one thing is usur for somebody else. It's a very good case because it's mamish bishul and it's something not kosher with something kosher. It's a great case. It's the best case we can have. So, the Gemara says... Why can the Nazir eat this the meat of the animal? Isn't there flavor or blia from the Zroah? So it says because there's a bittel, either Meya or Shisha, either 100 or 60. So the question, and so Havas Machlokes, do I say Basa v'Natsamos against Basa v'Natsamos? That would be 60 to 1. Or do I say Basar against Basar is 100 to 1. I have treif Basar Natsamas with kosher Basar Natsamas. That creates a 60 to 1 bittel. Do I say Basar with Basar creates a 100 to 1 bittel? That's what the Gemara said. So what's the machlokas about the Atzamos? Do I throw the Atzamos into the Tarovas on the side of the Yisr? And also throw them into the side of the Tarovas on the side of the Heter? Now, the Atzamos, now this is a big discussion in the Rishonim. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, all the Rishonim are very, very concerned with these Atzamos. Are these Atzamos food or are they not food? Now, some bones are edible, some bones are not edible. Some bones have marrow in them, which makes part of them edible. Some of them don't have marrow. So what kind of bones is the Gemara referring to? So there's a big machlokas in the Rishonim. Most Rishonim say if the Gemara is putting bones into the side of the Yisr, it has to be edible because we have a general rule in Halacha that Macholos Asuros, food is Asati. Something which is not a Machol is Mutzati. So I'm allowed to eat, let's say, the hooves of a pig. The hooves of a pig is not food, it's Mutter. It says also the Atzamos of a pig, bones of a pig, are not food, they're mutter. So there's a general rule. It has to be an ochel. If it's not an ochel, it's mutter. So what kind of bones are we talking about here in this Tarovis with the aisle and the zroa? So most say it has to be bones which are edible. But then the question is, why is the other mandama say you don't use the bones in the Tarovis? Why mandama says you use the bones in the Tarovis? So the one that says 100 does not use the bones, and the one who uses the bones gets it 60 to 1. Because the Isser has a lot of bones in it. The Isser, the Zroa, has a lot of bones, so that makes the ratio only 60 to 1, Heta against Isser. But if you don't use the bones, it's only a little meat, then it's 100 to 1. So what's the machlokas? What kind of bones are we talking about? What kind of bones? So if the bones are edible, so then the taka osati. So why would anyone in the Gemara say don't use the bones in the Tarovas? If it's Issa bones and Heta bones, you eat them, so it's part of the Tarovas. Why is the difference? Bones, potatoes, cabbage, onions, water, anything which you eat is part of a Tarovas. It's bishul. These things were being cooked in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a bishul. It's edible bones. So it's a very, very big, big problem. So some of the Rishonim, and they quote a Yerushalmi. It seems that the Yerushalmi was bothered by the same problem. And the Yerushalmi Taka says that the bones are not edible. These we're talking about bones which are not edible. And then the Yerushalmi says that the Machlokas and the Gemara, 60 or 100, do you throw non-edible bones into a Taroves, would be the same problem. It says in Truma, let's say I have Truma, Truma nuts, and I mix these Truma nuts with kosher nuts, and the Truma nuts have klipos, have shells. Well, I grind up, so I'll use the shells as part of the taroves for the Yisr and for the Heter, just like you use bones which are not edible according to one man dama for the Yisr and the Heter. That's so he gets 100 to 1. So it says, halacha l'maisa, if you have any tarovas in the world with shells, food, but the food is inside a shell, let's say. peanuts, bananas, banana peels. So I'll use the peels. Also, the isin for heter and the tarovas, the same way I use the food itself, because there's a mandam in the Gemara says you use bones, which people don't eat for isin for heter. And the mandam says that you don't throw the bones into the tarovas. It's basar and basar. So I have tarovas with bananas of chuma versus naan, with the kosher bananas, oranges, so that also I either will or will not put in the peels and the tarovas when I want to figure out my measurements based upon this sugya. That's what Yerushalmi says.
Do you have chuma
for
naan trees?
These are
trees,
this
chuma?
No, P8s, yeah.
So,
or gudagon. Bananas, no, the banana, I think. Oh, anyway, let's not get into those chumas. So the question is, the Rishonim who say that we're talking about kosher bones which are edible, I understand, edible bones are food, but I can't understand why any man dominant the Gemara doesn't put it into the mix. It says only basa and basa, unless the machlokes and the Gemara is a metzias. Are these bones in the Zroa edible or not edible? If they're edible, you put them in the mix. If they're not edible, that's a crazy machlokes. Machlokes and the Gemara, people eat the bones of a Zroa. Let's go out and take a survey and see how many people, when they eat lamb, do they munch the bones or don't munch the bones? I mean, on a lamb chop. I know my mother used to give me lamb chops. Can't afford it anymore, so my wife never gave me a lamb chop. But my mother gave me lamb chops. I used to tuck and munch the bones. They're not so easy to eat because they're hard bones. It's easier to eat chicken bones. But a lamb chop bone is tuck and not so easy to eat. So maybe it's tuck and that's a machlokas and metzias. Do people eat it or not? It's not schwer machlokas.
Count the bones.
And then if there's marrow in the bones, we show them, say that might make it edible. Good point.
You use it to make soup.
Or maybe to make soup. So it's a shayla metzias. But the Rishonim brings in regular klipos, regular shells, into the same discussion. So again, the Rav said, you see from this sugya, and especially from the Rishonim with shells and peels, that again we're dealing with shu'urim. In Tarovas. We're not dealing with a metzias of something being not kosher and giving off flavors, because these things are not ochlem b'chlau. So how can you even speak about this? And the tzad of Isser, I'll throw in a banana peel. I'll throw in the shell of a nut, because the nut is Isser, it's chuma, so I'll say the shell of the nut also counts on the side of the Isser. No one needs the shell of the nut. The nut is chuma, not the shell. The shell is nothing. Why should it count in the tzad of Issa?
They're not tentacles. I mean, you have a mixture of nuts, so you're not going to have no tentacles because they're all.
No, you roasted these nuts. There is time. So
a shell also would be no tentacles.
Chas v'shem. A shell is not a food. There's no time in shells. People don't eat it. Whatever you taste is nothing. It's like eating bark of a tree. That, of course, it has a taste, but it's not a taste of Isser because it's not called an ochel al pi din.
An orange peel has a taste.
But it's not an ochel, no one eats it.
Yeah, it
can't be our surface, not added to eaten by people.
Yeah, we'll put it in as a zest.
Oh, please, zest doesn't control halacha.
Take a banana peel.
I don't care about zest. The 2006 artificial drinks that they created.
No.
They make drinks out of petroleum also. Petroleum doesn't become an ochel. Reality, not the.
Okay, but see, people use it.
Chocolate,
2006, it's a new world. I don't know. I'm talking about the old world, the time of the Gemara. Klipos were not eaten in the time of the Gemara. Shami says no one ate peels and no one ate shells. It's not an ochel. Huh?
Chocolate covered orange peels, they serve by Pesach.
Okay, you think orange peels are an ochel? Maybe they are an ochel. Listen, apple peels are an ochel. Never said apple peels are not an ochel. I said banana peels are not an ochel. I threw in orange peels. You think orange peels are like apple peels? Okay, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm asking. People eat orange peels. But let's say walnuts. Do people eat the shells of walnuts? If they do, they have to take a stomach. They have to pump their stomach. No one eats walnut shells. What?
They do eat the shells of walnuts.
Who does? Animals do, not people.
We do, like, the dog that we don't pass
the dogs. and animals will do that, but it's machal adam, not machal adam, so it can't be a chefs of chuma. So how can the Rishami throw it into the tarobah as isser?
There's a Mishnah in Orla that says that even the skin of the peel that no one eats is still considered Orla.
I don't know, I'm not going through all of Hilchas Rishonim now. I'm the basic mainstream Hilchas Macholas Asus. Mainstream Hilchas Macholas. All is Issa Hanoah. Issa Hanoah is a different story. And Issa Achila, it has to be an Ochel. Issa Hanoah may not have to be an Ochel. So Issa Achila is an Ochel. If Issa Achila is an Ochel, so how do peels become part of a Tarobas of Issa? It's the rush. It's a long rush here. The rush quotes a huge Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says it depends on the machlokas of Atzamas. Our Atzamas part of the Tarobas in the Isle of the Nazir. And apparently the Rishonim interprets that the Atzamas are not Ochlim. So how does it come from the side of the Yisur? I'm allowed to eat it. I can take this Etzem and eat it mamish. I can take the shell of the Tshuma and eat it mamish. But merely the Tarobas, it's on the side of the Yisur. So the Rav said, you see that Hilchas Tarobas is not a Metzias of Yisur.
Right.
It's a special shear. Since the nut is always in the shell, so the shell is counted in the shear of shishim on the Issa side. You need a shishim against the shell. It's a din of bittul. And the bittul means I'm a vatal the nut, and the nut comes in the shell. I cannot be a vatal a nut without being a vatal the shell. Because it's one chafzah. Not because the shell is treif. It's a din of bittul. In order to be a vatal the nut, I must be a vatal its shell. In order to battle the meat of the aisle, of the zoa, I'm going to battle the etzem, which comes with the meat. You see, it's a din bittul.
Well, Kedera going the other way, though.
In Kedera, right, it goes the other way, too, because the Gemara uses that summons the other way, also. And Yerushalmi says, you'll use klipos heter, mevatel, tray food. You use the klipos of the heter the other way, too. In other words, there is a mandom in the Gemara that uses klipos, uses that summons, le'issel, le'heter, because it's shurim. It's not a metzias of tam, it's shurim. And in the shear of the chefza, these things are part of the chefza. Since they're part of the chefza, they give it a bigger shear in Hilchas Tarobas. And Tarobas has to work with shurim and halachas of bittul.
Pets also?
Not just metzias of tam. Okay, shkai.
Huh?
The same story as the Yerushalmi. Same story.